Welcome to the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Creative Rise podcast. This is a year-end episode.
Year-end review.
This is a year-end review, year-end episode. So glad you were here. Big shout out to you if you've listened to the Creative Rise podcast the entire year, January 1, 2023, all the way through December 31st, 2023. We are so grateful that you guys are listeners to the show. We're so glad that the show helps you grow your business. And that's what we aim to do. If you're new around here, if you're either this is your first episode, you're a couple episodes in, the Creative Rise podcast exists literally to help you make money, help you get paid to do what you love. That's why Creative Rise as a whole exists. And the podcast is just our method every week where we can give you as much free value as possible for you to go out and do that. Get paid to do what you love for a living and get paid ideally really well to do it, which we believe is possible. So we've done that in our own businesses. Christy and I have built three separate six-figure businesses ourselves in the brand and wedding spaces. And this is us just sharing our tips on what we've learned, getting to do that for ourselves. And we've gotten to help so many creatives through something called the Creative Rise Mastermind do the same thing. We've gotten to help 287 creatives build a six-figure foundation for their business so they can grow to wherever they want to grow with their business in both the wedding space, the brand space, the agency space, social media space, so many different places. So it's been so fun. Right. 2023 has been a phenomenal year.
If you were to say one word for 2023, what would it be, Joe? What's your one word of how 2023 was? An adjective, something?
For me or for Creative Rise?
For you.
Oh, for me.
But to include Creative Rise, because the Creative Rise is a part of you.
Yeah.
One word.
You really put me on the spot.
I got mine.
We didn't talk about this prior to this. Okay, you go first and I'll think.
I think this year, personally and with Creative Rise, it's been wild.
Wild?
Bought a house. We have done a ton of stuff in Creative Rise. It's been super cool.
Yeah, Creative Rise has been epic. The people you've gotten to meet, gotten to help, has been so cool. The results I've gotten.
Projects that have been wild.
I was going to say something not based on Creative Rise. I was going to say it feels like this year for me was like eye-opening. I'll say that because I feel like some of the projects we've done in our own businesses have been pretty eye-opening to like what we could be working on for the next 20 years. You know, it's like, oh, we did something new this year. Example, like, you know, we took a bunch of the skills that we already had, packaged them in a new way, brought in new skills that we didn't even necessarily do, developed them, learned them. We also learned how to plug in more people. And we've gotten to work on a couple projects that have just been really big, like actually huge deals for the clients we've been working with. And it's just been, it's been really eye-opening on like, oh, we can handle something of that capacity well and do it really well.
And learned how to be better at it too.
Because that's what I mean. Like it's been a really stretching and eye-opening year of like, we're not doing the same stuff we did 5 years ago. Like we've just evolved really well. And it's been cool to see that all come to life. You know, I feel like this past 6 months has been a culmination. We're really rambling here. This past 6 months for me, I think has been a culmination of like, all the skills that I've stacked over the last 10 years of working for myself and for you, the same thing coming together. And that's probably been one of our biggest projects yet has been working on. We've been helping launch a new brand, working with a founder. She came to us with a product. We've been helping them launch that, which is more on like traditionally what I was doing prior to Creative Rise and what I've continued to be doing. But Christy has jumped into that and been like, you've actually been leading most of that, which has been incredible. So it's really fun. So
it's been a
I would say eye-opening. Eye-opening
and wild.
Other than that, guys, I would love to hear what your word is. So maybe if you're listening to this, DM us like what your word is to sum up your year.
Yeah.
We'd love to know. But let's get on into the episode today. So we're in a unique position at Creative Rise to speak on a topic like today's episode because we are creatives ourselves, and we were just talking about a gig that was really fun that we've done this past year. We are creatives ourselves, but we also hire creatives all the time. And there's a third aspect to this where we coach creatives the whole year. Yeah. So again, the triplex is we own our own creative businesses. We hire other creatives in their businesses to do work for us or for a client of ours. And we also at the same time coach creatives on how to grow their own businesses. So we've got an interesting trifold view of this topic, which is what actually creates a bunch of momentum and creates growth in someone's business. We can pull indicators from ourselves, from our own business, what has been helpful for us this year to grow our own businesses.
Yeah.
We can pull indicators from the creatives we hire to help us on client projects, and we can also pull indicators from the creatives we coach. And because of that trifold view, I think there's some pretty clear things that people that crushed it in 2023,
yeah,
that they did. Now, we're going to share three things today. There's more than three things, obviously. Three things we're going to share today we think are very important. And in crushing it, we mean people that hit six figures for the first time, people that started their businesses and they've already quit their job, you know, and maybe they're only making 45 to 60 grand, but they're killing it because it's their first year. They've gotten to quit their job. Like, that's crushing it. Yeah. People that were already doing six figures that we've been either working with or we've been coaching that are now doing multiple six figures. Like, what are those people doing that has led to 2023 being a huge year for them? And how can we deliver that to you guys on the podcast today so that 2024 can be massive for you? That's the point of the episode today. That's what we want to talk about.
Exactly. So here are three things that creatives did in 2023 that made them wildly successful. And again, that doesn't mean necessarily like devoid of problems in their business or struggles in their business or times where they're questioning, what the heck am I doing? In fact, those two things usually go hand in hand, struggles and success all in the same time. Mm-hmm. So here are three things that they did
and
in 2023.
To preface this too, these are three things that we were working on, that we're continuing to work on. These are three things that we think are crucial for even us in our own creative businesses for next year. 2024 will be a good year if we personally can do these three things well.
Yeah. And these three things are what we look for in creatives when we hire people to do jobs, therefore what other people will be looking for to hire for you.
Yes.
So number one, and this is one that I just, this is like near and dear to my heart. Creatives that will succeed in 2024 will cut their delivery time in half. They will cut their communication time in half. You guys, 2023 was a big season of AI. It was a big season of rushed things, tech, Fiverr, things getting delivered overnight by Amazon. Think about how much you have attuned yourself to getting things immediately. If you have to wait, you know, 2 weeks for something, you're like, nope, I'll just Amazon it. That's fine. If I have to go to the store and it's going to take 5 extra minutes, I'm not going to do it. So we have to think about that mindset for 2024 is how can you actually cut communication and delivery time in half? So let's say you're a wedding photographer and you have an inquiry form. And right now it's like, hey, you'll hear back from me in like 2 to 3 business days. What does it look like? Can you cut that time in half? Can you be like, hey, in 24 hours, you will hear back from me?
Yeah, you're going to get a response in the next 24 hours.
You're going to get a way better response in 2024 than you do in 2023 doing 2 to 3 business days. If you're like, hey, I deliver my galleries within, you know, a 2-month timeline, what does it look like to be like, hey, you're going to get this in less than 30 days, right? Watch how that changes your client's mentality on you and how you get hired back when you start to cut delivery times in half. If you do not focus on cutting those time delay for people, gosh, it is not going to be good. So focus on cutting those times in half. Those are the people that we like to hire, people that are like prompt on communication. They don't wait 2 days to respond to an email or a text. They get back right away or as fast as possible. And those are the people that will be successful this next year.
And if you hear Christy saying that and you're going, well, gosh, like, Christy, that makes it sound like I won't have any work-life balance and I'll be, you know, I'll just be working all the time. Like, think about this from a systems perspective. What systems do you need to build in order to have A+ communication, in order to deliver stuff on time, even quicker, right? Like, think about this not as I need to know, overwork myself in order to succeed in this category. This is how can you come up with systems in order to do this really well? This is really the golden rule of number one here, which is cutting your delivery and response times in half, is that the more efficient you are with your communication, with your delivering, all that stuff as a business, the more valuable you are. That's just the truth, right?
And most people wait till the deadline to do it anyways, and it really takes them 24 hours on a lot of that
100%.
Like, delivery stuff. So I'm like, just get it done faster. It will be so worth it for this next year.
So that's a massive indicator of success that we've seen in this last year from people that have been killing it, both in creatives we've worked with on projects, creatives we've coached inside of Creative Rise, and even ourselves. The projects where we've done really well, we've gotten a phenomenal response. You know, they're raving about what we're doing. Our response time and our communication and the simply how quickly we can deliver on something has been short, which is important. We're moving into
a
faster world, so you got to be able to focus on that. So really want to encourage you to do that. That's number one. Number two is we talk about this all the time at Creative Rise. Number two is you need to understand that if you want to be successful in 2024, you have to figure out how do I get so crystal clear on how what I do is a solution for somebody and it helps them avoid pain, gain pleasure or status, or makes them freaking money, makes them bank, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to figure that out as a creative. I cannot stress to you enough, if you were sitting listening to the show, listening to the podcast, and you're going, man, I just don't have a ton of confidence in knowing how what I do is actually valuable to somebody. That is the first thing you need to fix going out of 2023 and into 2024. If you cannot fix that, you are going to have a horrible time growing your business next year, because quite frankly, people buy solutions to their problems. They do not just buy services. And so if you do not know how to communicate how your service is a solution, you're not going to have the same run of the game, you know, that a lot of people that understand that will have. So I cannot stress this enough, guys. You need to figure out how what you do, whether it's in the brand space, whether it's in the wedding space, whether it's in the agency space, the social media space, whatever it is, you're a web designer, social media strategist, photographer, filmmaker, you have to understand that everything aligned, you know, off the back of your understanding of problem solving is all contingent on knowing how what you do is a problem solving solution, right? Like, you've got to figure out how, you know, your sales are going to go up if you can figure out how to talk better about how what you do is a solution. It's not just a service. Your clients are going to want to stay with you longer because they're actually making money off you, or they're avoiding pain. Therefore, they're going to want to get you on retainer, or you shot their wedding, they're going to want to hire you next year for the family photos. They're going to want to refer you to their other friend's wedding. Like, there's so many things that happen when you start to become the person that actually solves problems for somebody. So, so important.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then last but certainly not least, creatives that will be successful this next year, do not blame external factors for their business's performance.
Yeah,
now, I want to say this. It doesn't mean external factors don't affect your business. That is not what we are saying at all. But they do not blame external factors as like the be-all, end-all of their business, and it stops them in their tracks, and they just go, well, I just can't because of the economy. Like, it's impossible to be successful as a creative in this day and age. It's impossible to be successful on socials in this day and age. And they write things off on external circumstances rather than looking for solutions or ways through the obstacles. They just view the obstacles as a wall. So creatives that will be successful this next year are not surprised when they run into obstacles, right? You are going to run into obstacles all next year. The most successful people that are making the most money, that are the most fulfilled in their business, that they're most excited about their business, they will run into obstacles. They did run into obstacles in 2023, and they will continue to run into obstacles in 2024.
Can I jump in for a second?
Yeah.
I even heard this morning, I was on a call with people, and they were like, yeah, you know, new levels, new devils. It's so true. It's like, you'll never outrun problems, right? As you grow, your problems get bigger. It's just bigger. So true.
And people are like, wait, I'm having problems. And we're like, that's actually a good sign. Like, if you're running into problems, it's actually a good sign. And we've run into problems, so many problems this last year, like tons of problems that we've had to solve in our own businesses. Like, for instance, I do these quarterly shoots for a company, and I was getting so overwhelmed of like, I've got all these details, we're running Creative Rise stuff, we have this other company we're working with, I also have these quarterly shoots, I don't want to drop the ball with this client, but I feel like I don't have enough time to get all of this done. And so I had to go, okay, I can either live overwhelmed and stressed out this entire year, or I can build a team literally around this one client and bring on people to help coordinate shoots, hire models, come up with ideas for the shoot, plan things,
stylists,
assistants on set, to make my life, honestly, easier and to give myself more space to be able to do other things in my business as well. If I would have just gone, oh, well, this is just an obstacle, maybe I should just either quit the client or work 24/7, which I'm not okay with, I had to decide, no, I'm actually going to bring on some people I trust to help me with these things to be able to move forward. And it's honestly been life-changing. It's awesome.
But that's a great example of not, you know, letting the external factors of, you had a lot of stuff going on. It would have been so easy to say, you know, there's just too much going on. There's stuff I can't control. They want us in New York. They want us in this city. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
You're like, no, how do I figure this out? New levels, new devils. There's new problems because we are growing. That business, your photography business, is growing. How do we deal with this, right?
Yeah.
So we could give you example of our own businesses, how that shows up every year. We never, ever, ever run out of problems. In fact, the faster you grow, the more you run into problems. And your growth is just on the other side of that problem. So how you navigate through that problem is really going to determine how your business grows, rather than going, oh, I've got a problem, I might as well turn around and go back or quit, right? So that's not the plan for 2024. Don't do that. So important, guys. So
I was going to say, there's just lots of things, you guys. Like, even right now, I'm learning paid ads. Like, we've just always done organic stuff. It's always been awesome. But I'm like, man, it's something I want to learn because I want to continue to grow. And I'm like, okay, I'll like go buy an ads course, get a part of an ads program, and start learning that type of stuff. So if you're facing an obstacle right now in your business, whether it has to do with sales, whether it's too much sales and you're being overwhelmed, 100%. Whether it's I need to build a team and I'm not sure how to get good help, like there's a new action you can take that will help you get through that obstacle because other people are doing it. Don't 100%. Believe the lie that creatives can't be successful in this economy or this age or industry or whatever. It's just not true.
Yeah. So, and we say that knowing that there's people listening to the show that you guys feel like you're struggling. But we say that having the perspective of we're on the phone with somebody this morning. Shout out Matt Orley. We're on the phone to him this morning. Yeah. And he's like, dude, my business has grown even more this year. And I'm now at the place where I'm like, what's next? You know, I need to build a team. You know, like there's people that are growing their businesses. You just need to do the things that they're doing, right? And you need to not only just do them, you need to do them for the right amount of time. Success is just doing the right things over the right amount of time consistently and not giving up. So we say this to encourage you that if you feel resistance in your business exiting 2023 and moving into 2024, you're not, you know, in the wrong. You're not potentially, you know, we're not saying you shouldn't be doing this. You should not be thinking, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm feeling a lot of resistance. It's difficult. I'm running into problems. That's just business, you know, and how you deal with that is going to determine where your business goes, which is important.
Yeah. So I just wrote down a few things that I was like, hey, if you're struggling with this, maybe this would be something that's helpful. Like maybe if you're struggling maybe with sales, you've only been organic. Maybe you need to get into paid ads. Maybe you've only been doing this all by yourself and you've hit a plateau and you need more support from people who have been where you want to go. Maybe it's coming up with new marketing strategies. Maybe you've only ever done Facebook, you need to get on Instagram, or you've only done Instagram, you need to try TikTok or whatever it is. Maybe it's getting out of your comfort zone, actually releasing some control and building a team or hiring an editor or getting an assistant or a social media manager. Whatever it is, ask yourself, what struggles did I face in 2023 and how can I solve those struggles in 2024 in order to keep moving? Because as Joey and I have said, struggles are normal to hit. However, there are people who are still moving through those struggles. So what are those people doing and how can you take similar action to move forward? So you guys, if you're looking for like, hey, I want to get into whatever it's paid ads or I need a new team member, I need a social media manager, I need XYZ for my business. I know I want to move forward. I don't want to get stuck in discouragement. We're connected to a lot of people. Like if you want to DM Creative Rise and you're like, hey, I need help with XYZ, we might know somebody and be able to connect you.
Yeah.
We've done that for so many people. And it really helps people move forward. Oftentimes, one of the problems is just a person. So if that is like you have a specific issue, please DM us. We will get back to you as soon as possible with someone in our network who might be able to help you. And if you're looking for like, hey, I just need an overhaul on my business. Like I want 2024 to be the year that I hit six figures for the first time, or I really get a handle on taking this thing full time, or whatever it is, you're like, I just need a major overhaul on business strategy. We have our Creative Rise Mastermind coming up in quarter one of 2024. And
February.
We're so excited because it is round 11. The last round made how much money? In 6 weeks,
I don't know. It's $422,000
in 6 weeks,
which
is incredible.
Nuts. Like, absolutely insane.
So cool. Like, honestly, if you just even just need to be around people who
that
are
making
like,
money.
Making money and just encouragement, like, I would encourage you be a part of the Creative Rise Mastermind because you will, it's like getting jet fuel in your bones when it comes to being excited about success in creative business. So again, that's coming quarter one of 2024, the 6 week Creative Rise Mastermind, where we just go through a ton of business strategy for 6 weeks. There's coaching, community, accountability, all that good stuff. But you got to get on the wait list because it sells out every single
and
time.
I'll break that down really quick. If you're new and you don't know what that is, so we started it in 2019. We've run it 10 times since 2019. As Christy said, it's a 6 week program. It's 6 weeks entirely designed to be a business incubator for your business. So this is for people that are wanting to grow their business and they're super good at the creative side. Like they just are, but they're realizing that, hey, I've actually gotten to the point where I've realized my creative doesn't actually determine, like how good my creative is doesn't actually determine how good my business is, right?
Yeah.
Your creative has to be good to a certain perspective, but once your creative is good enough, you have a business strategy problem and that's why you have a business that's not growing, right? So the Creative Rise Mastermind started 4 years ago. It's innovated a ton. It's been so cool to see what it's turned into. We take 35-ish businesses every time, and we intimately coach you and work on your business. We get our hands in your business for 6 weeks alongside everybody else in the community, and it is full access to our entire library of Creative Rise Mastermind modules. So it covers everything in there about what you could have to learn about growing a business, from branding to selling to marketing to creating offers to scaling things. Like, it is everything in there. You get access to, lifetime access to that. We also then jump on a private strategy call with you and two other businesses, what we call pod calls. And this is your accountability group for the 6 weeks. We build that for you. We jump on that call with you and we go ham into, hey, what are the actual problems in your business? What do we need to do to solve them? We cannot wait to meet everybody. That's one of our favorite things, is to connect with people on that level. Yeah. And then every week throughout the 6 weeks, we jump on a multiple hour call with the entire community where we literally just solve problems for people in their businesses. Hey, what are you dealing with? How can we avoid that? How can everybody learn from that? Like, it's the epitome of no gatekeeping. In an industry where everybody gatekeeps what's actually helping them grow their businesses, this is the opposite of that. And you need, if you are, again, saying, like Christy said, 2024 needs to be your year, this is something that can speed you up months, years, 5+ years, because you just get everything in 6 weeks rather than having to take years to learn it. And then you can actually just take action on it rather than searching the internet for the next 3 years trying to figure out what you need to be doing. So if that at all sounds like anything you'd be interested in, sells out every time. So the best way to get access to that, get first chance to apply, is by going to creativerouse.com or the link in the description. You can join the wait list. You can see everything there. So that's coming in February. So excited. That's easily, we run it twice a year, easily one of our top 6 weeks out of the whole year, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at like 6 week increments. So the whole year, the mastermind is just like the pinnacle of our year, because it's so fun to get to help people build businesses. And so many people come out of that and end up doing six figures, crush multiple six figures. It's just phenomenal. So
awesome.
So excited. Creativerouse.com for all that, guys. And then, other than that, we just want to say thank you for listening to the show. If this show has helped you in any way this year, grow your business, we are so glad. That's why we do it. That's why we do it every single week. We have a commitment to that, a commitment to you guys, to help you guys grow your business. So hopefully it's just been so helpful for you. If you have any suggestions on how we can make it better for you, we'd love to know. Because again, that's the point of the show, to make business, building your business as easy as possible. It doesn't have to be hard. Building a good creative business is actually just simple. You just need to be doing the right thing. So that's the goal of the show. That's why we're here. Happy 2023 to you guys. Sending you off. And we'll see you guys in 2024.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we'll catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.